This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form, presented by Premier Ag and Paso, your one-stop shop for solutions for growers on the Central Coast and on the Central Valley. Increase your plant nutrition and crop production. Call 805-239-4297 for a free consultation from Premier Ag.
98.1 KCHUG, Tom and Becky in the Morning. Look, we're barely into the show, and we've already had to block Jan Ardo.
Why?
For saying I sound tired.
I don't think she didn't mean it that way.
I do sound tired, though. She's right. I mean, but still, you're blocked. So that's, you know what I mean? That's just the way that goes. It is day one of the fair, and we're going to talk a little bit about the fair this morning. And I got to think, you know, like what song, like what moment, like what thing reminds me of like my childhood and the fair? And you know, the first thing that popped into my mind?
What?
Freaking Huey Lewis, man.
Freaking Huey Lewis.
Dude, I was like a junior or senior in high school, and Huey was just on top of the world at the time, man. He had the whole sports album, and he had the movie Back to the Future, this theme song here. You know, it just was like, it was Huey Lewis, and he was in concert at the fair, and you know how hot it can be at the fair sometimes, obviously. But he had a look. Huey had a signature look. He would wear black Levi 501s, a white t-shirt, and he had a black Levi's jean jacket. And he had all black solid Ray-Ban Wayfarer sunglasses.
That's a cool guy.
I know, right? And I just remember him walking out on stage in this black jean jacket with these, you know, Wayfarers on. And I remember thinking to myself, it's awful hot to be wearing a jacket.
You know what I mean? That's what you thought?
No, it's not what I thought. I thought he was the coolest person in the world. I really did. You know my very first job?
What?
Shoveling poop in the barns at the fair.
That I did know.
Like 2 weeks. I made it like 2 weeks. The 2 weeks of the fair. I never coughed and sneezed so much in my entire life. And then the next year, that was my junior year, like my senior year, I worked hawking t-shirts at the concession stands, the merch booth.
So you've always been a fair guy.
I've always kind of been a fair dude.
Speaking of Huey Lewis.
Yeah.
I have a friend I used to work with. I don't know why this sticks out in my mind.
Yeah.
But she grew up in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And Huey Lewis was her neighbor, and she used to carpool to school with him and his kids.
That's awesome.
Imagine like just having Huey Lewis drive you to school.
Right, right. You guys are going with Huey today.
Huey's picking you up
this
morning.
Huey will pick you up later. Don't worry about it. Our jug poll of the day today, brought to you by Farm Supply, is what is your favorite thing about the fair?
Amy Jo said she misses when they used to call it the biggest little fair anywhere.
Yeah, a lot of people do, Amy Jo. You go,
girl. How come you don't call it that anymore?
It wasn't my call. It's not my decision.
Okay.
Well, it's not me. That's all I'm saying.
I thought you would have the answer to that, though. Like, maybe why that decision was made.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Anyway, sorry. All right, so concerts, animals, shopping, carnival, food, or people watching. What do you like the most at the fair? Because it's a great people watching spot. You know what I mean? It's really good people watching spot.
Concerts or people watching.
Yeah. When you go to the fair, what's your first go-to food? Is it the corn dog?
I told you, I don't really have like a go-to food at the fair.
Yeah.
I always end up getting a hamburger at that, I don't know what it's called.
Yeah.
What's the little place? You're walking into the fair.
Yeah.
There's like buildings on both sides. And there's a hamburger place on the left.
Right in front. Island Bar and Grill right there.
I don't know. It's.
You want a little secret? Go to. There's a lot of good places to get food. I'm not going to give you a secret, but forget that.
You are talking slow today. Wake up. Get a cup of coffee.
I had a cup of coffee. Don't come at me, honey badger.
Todd in Santa Margarita said, I was there at that same concert, senior in high school.
Man, oh man, right? Great stuff, right? Who's the best?
Go get a cup of coffee.
Am I talking slow?
Yes, and you're like you're bringing me down, man. Okay, I feel like I'm talking way too fast.
Like I literally was up till midnight last night, like 12:30. Look at my
eyes. Big deal.
Look at my eyes.
Pull it together. It's like a couple of days.
Look at my eyes.
I'm the captain now.
I was up until midnight. How do I survive?
Right, I don't do that. Me and my beauty sleep. You know, I need that.
You should get some of those gel things for under your eyes.
Well, hand them over then, because I know you have 57 in your purse. So.
Bring you some tomorrow.
Yeah, please. What's your favorite thing about the fair? The concerts, the food, the animals, the people watching, the carnival, the shopping? Tell us. It's our Jug Pull of the Day Today. It's brought to you by Farm Supply.
This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form. Presented by Premier Ag in Paso, your one-stop shop. Visit their newly launched Western Boutique online store. It's PremierAgBoutique.com. Find ladies' Western fashion, men's clothes, footwear, and accessories. Use discount code PREMIER to receive 10% off.